letters to Santa. I can't wait to see what Santa brings us all, says Pepper. Everyone is very excited. That afternoon, Daddy Pig buys the biggest Christmas tree he can find. Daddy, it won't fit in the car, says Peppa.
I'll just have to carry it home, growls Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig carries the Christmas tree uphill and downhill, all the way home. The tree is heavy. It takes him a long time. Poor Daddy Pig, he's worn out. Daddy Pig finally makes it home. Let's decorate the tree, says Mommy Pig. They add colorful ornaments and Daddy Pig puts a shiny star at the very top. Everyone gasps. The tree looks beautiful. Peppy and George leave a snack by the fireplace for Santa. Time for bed? No, says Daddy Pig. Santa won't come unless you're asleep. Peppa and George are tucked up in bed when they hear a loud thump. It's Santa! He can't get down the chimney, so he goes through the front door. Peppa and George race down the stairs, giggling.
Hello, Peppa and George, cries Santa.
Merry Christmas.
No, off to bed, so I can deliver your presents.
Peppa and George don't want to leave Santa, but they do want presents. They go back upstairs to sleep. Hooray, it's Christmas morning. George gets a toy train and Peppa gets a yo-yo. But Peppa and George's favorite present of all was meeting Santa. This is the best Christmas ever, cheers Peppa.